Hi guys, welcome to another therapy session, another MGTOW rambling. I hope you're doing well as usual. I hope you're working on your happiness in yourself and trying to minimize the need for others, which is quite tricky if you've been brought up in a sort of needy way, like a lot of us. It's quite difficult to sort of say to yourself, I don't need anybody. It's quite a thing to be able to say that. So basically I want to try and change this channel a little bit to more to do with my experiences rather than going through so much of what I've picked up from different MGTOW channels. I want to sort of talk about the actual things that stare me in the face, having picked up MGTOW content, and it sort of puts this spin on everything, absolutely everything now. It's quite profound. And so, being retired, I've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time on YouTube, many hundreds of hours, and I've learned lots of things, and I've had an opportunity to learn a lot of things about MGTOW philosophy, I sort of think about the things that I've been through, and it sort of resonates with me because of the life experiences I've had. A lot of them, you know, they sort of really come to the fore once you have children. Not even once you get married, but once you have children, really things start to come to the fore, and you know, you realize to the largest extent you've been played, and this is the big problem, because the woman has got what she wants ostensibly, and so you're left holding the bag a bit. And that's what I found. And of course, you know, the children, they don't really appreciate you. And this is a big problem. But anyhow, rambling. So basically this is an experience I had. I've just come back from a small break down on the south coast. And the weather was atrocious, so I was sort of pinned down in the van. So I had to make the best of it. And I saw my sister, and she's a very dear lady. She's a very sweet lady, but she's been through quite a few things, and obviously, from a red pill's perspective, you know, you sort of have to roll your eyes. Anyhow, I don't want to sort of go too deeply into that. It's quite sort of private to her, I should imagine. Anyhow, the thing is, she is a bit older than me. She's about 65 or something like that, and she's very good for her age. You know, she's a bit scatty, a little bit scatty. She's starting to get a little bit scatty, and she's sort of repeating herself a lot, which is lovely. You know, she says some lovely things, but anyway, she repeats herself, goes on about the same thing often. Anyhow, I met up with her for a coffee, and Just an interesting observation, you know, because of all of this theory that I've picked up. It's an interesting observation that we got to talk about her daughter, my niece, and she's, again, she's a very pleasant girl, and she went to university, and my sister kept a very sort of close eye on what she was doing, so I don't think that particularly, I don't particularly think she had lots of different males, you know. I really don't. I'd be surprised. It's possible, but my sister kept a pretty close eye on what she was doing, and she didn't actually stay for very long at the university accommodation. She gave that up, she couldn't cope with it, and so she came back home and went from there to the uni every day. It was quite like close by. And so, yeah, she's pretty bright, this girl. sorry. She's a web designer. I think she's on a fairly good income. Anyhow, she met this guy who's similar sort of age to her online and the dating apps, you know, the curse of the dating apps, really. Anyhow, he's a really nice guy. He's a nice enough chap. And from what I would know now is a sort of fairly sort of beta, you know, it's fairly beta. It's not particularly, you know, he's sort of blue pill, I should imagine. You know, he's a nice guy. And this is where the problems start if you're a nice guy. Anyhow, and so I got talking to my sister, and anyhow, this mind date, she's been living with this guy for 2 or 3 years now, and she shares a flat with him, but she is on not paying into the mortgage. She's just paying. She's not on the deeds or anything. She's just paying towards the mortgage, and it's almost like she's a bit like a lodger. And so this guy, he's a paramedic, and I have the utmost respect for paramedics. One of the most difficult jobs I can imagine. And he does these long hours. He does night shifts and all of that. And you know, he's exhausted. So they have this very sort of fractured time together where he's asleep and she's awake and all of that. It's quite a difficult scenario, to be honest. And so she spends you know, time out of sync with him. He's sort of sleeping when she's awake, and that, you know, sort of not great for a relationship, really. And of course, my sister and my niece, of course, are brought up with this gynocentric, almost feminist outlook on life, that what the woman does is, you know, says, what the woman says is, you know, the gospel. And it's so interesting because she said to me, she was telling me about the living situation, and that she spends a lot of time at home on her alone when he's asleep and stuff, when he's doing shift. But then she goes downstairs with my sister a lot, which I find quite odd because they don't live anywhere near. You know, it's quite a long train journey, 2 or 3 hour train journey to get to my sister's place where she lives with her husband. And so she spends days there, days and days there, and then goes back for a couple of days and then spends another few days at my sister's. So it's a very odd sort of scenario. And this guy, we made a fatal mistake where he has allowed my niece to go and live in his property and pay towards the rent, which is the biggest mistake, you know, taking on board this situation, living, cohabiting, brings on all sorts of issues. And with the best will of the world, the best will in the world, you know, it puts things into a very difficult light. And so she's sort of starting to put demands on him, you know, that she doesn't like the flat and she wants him to sell it, and all of this sort of thing. And I think he does too. It's pretty much a long way from where he works, so it doesn't help when he has to go on shift. So, you know, I think they're both thinking about selling this flat. For this guy, you know, I met him. You know, he's young and green, like we all are. And he's taken my niece and let her live with him. And now he's in this quandary, or he's almost like being married now. And you know, there's problems arising from this scenario. She doesn't like the fact that he has all these friends. She doesn't like the fact he has these guys, friends that he hangs out with. You know, he's got these male friends that he hangs out with, and she doesn't like it. So she's sort of like everyone, every woman. They try to start clamping down on the man. They try to start them, make them behave in a certain way, and try to condition him. And I think this is important for a female, because I believe it shows that she has control of him, which means she has hooked him in, and she can start to control him. And I think this is what females do, because they like that stability, and they like to know that they have a man, that he's not going to run off. They like to know that they've got the stability, and they like to know they've got this man on the hook, you know, in a such a fashion that he's not going to just dump her, which is like the stability, which is what girls really want sometimes. You know, they want the stability. So they like to sort of try to sort of get control. They get like to get the control. They're a little bit like control freaks. And so this guy now, he's got this relationship now, and now he's going down the pipe, he's going down the drain in such a way that she's going to start marking the property. She's going to start sort of physically and emotionally owning the property, even though her name isn't on the mortgage. So slowly, slowly, she starts to get into under the skin of this guy. Perhaps trying to say you're not allowed to see your friends so much, or you know, moaning about the fact that he's seeing his friends. And this is typical sort of thing that happens. And so often a guy will drop his friends, and this is what is so very dangerous, because you'll be isolated. To a larger degree, you won't have friends to fall back on. And yet, the female always keeps her network of friends. She has a group of friends that she will not drop. So often you'll find that the male is isolated. So he's already, I believe, he's already starting to go down that slope that guys do once they start cohabiting with a woman, and she starts this sort of slow control freakery and getting control in small, slight ways to start with, but eventually, it sort of snowballs. And yet they're spending a lot of time apart, which is to me a bit odd for, a relationship between two young people. It seems a bit odd to me, and that I think is definitely a red flag. And lo and behold, my sister then said to me, "Oh, you do? I hope you realise she has got other admirers," in a, with a smirk on her face and sort of a slight laugh. And so it was almost like, because she's a female and my sister's a female, she expects them to have admirers, and it's quite all right for her to have admirers. But if it was the male who had admirers, I'm sure she would not be too happy about that. But because it's her daughter, it's perfectly fine for her to have other male admirers. You see, there's always double standards. There's always these double standards. And so this sort of feminist outlook is it's okay to have other males in the pipeline. And it's acceptable. That's to me, if that was a male and this boyfriend of hers had lots of had admirers, she'd be saying, "Oh, he's a cheater. He's having other relationships, or he's got these other girls interested." But because it's his her daughter, she's laughing about it and making it acceptable. And then she came out with, when she's seeing this chap that she's known for many years, and she said, "Oh, he's just a friend." And she's gone to this guy's house to meet up with this guy. And I said, "Well, wait a minute, why is she doing that? Well, it's a bit of a red flag, isn't it?" And then she said, "Oh no, he's only a friend." But I said, "Well, look, if it was, if it was your partner or my partner, and they were seeing somebody of the opposite sex, would you be happy?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." And so, as soon as you personalised it, she forced her to sort of think twice. And this guy, this paramedic guy, he knows about this his girlfriend going to visit this male that she's known from uni or something. And I think it probably is just a friendship. I don't know, but the fact is, this guy has accepted it. And I said to my sister, "I don't think that's acceptable for her to be going to see a male in his property. It's not acceptable." But because the programming, she, number one, she thought it was fairly acceptable. And this niece of mine thought it was fairly acceptable, nothing to worry about. And the man, her boyfriend, this paramedic, he thought it was acceptable. So you can see this programming, the blue pill programming, the gynocentric programming, is always there in the female at all times. And this guy has gone along with it. This boyfriend of hers has gone along with it and accepted it. And I said, "No, that is not acceptable. That is a red flag. Why is she going to see another male?" And it sort of stuck in her throat a bit, and I don't think she liked it, but that's the truth of the matter. Why is my niece going to see another male? in front of this of her boyfriend and telling him it sounds unacceptable. And this is a sort of thing that men, blue pill guys, they just go along with it. It's disrespect. I always go on about any slight item of disrespect has got to be cut off, cut off. I mean, I think, you know, being red pill now, if he was red pill, he would cut her off, period. He's met, she's gone, you know, she's done something disrespectful to him. And this is where it really starts to, you know, go particularly bad when any act of disrespect comes forward. She needs to hit the highway, this niece of mine, and she, you know, he need, and they're talking about signing on a mortgage together, you know, signing a mortgage on another flat. And I said to my sister, look, they shouldn't, you know, sure, you can see there's problems. They're not spending much time together. She's going off to see this other guy. They shouldn't be getting involved with a mortgage. But this guy, this blue pill paramedic, a nice guy, he's going to go along with it. And he's probably going to sign up a mortgage with the girl. And he's getting further and further deep in the brown stuff. And he's going to find it far from, he's going to find it impossible to get out. Every day that passes, you know, he's going down in the sinking quicksand. And on the face of it, you might say, what's the problem on the face of it? But no, it's not, it's disrespectful. Any item, any act of disrespect is a no-no, and it's the end of the relationship, as far as I'm concerned, and this is how it has to be. And men, they let females get away with far too much, and we are in this problem because men let girls get away with literally murder. And so this is why the whole of civilization is crashing down. So it's just a thought. I thought I'd better make a blog about this because it's just quite an interesting observation, and quite a short one. And I hope it sort of, you know, reiterated the sort of things that happen once you get committed, once you take a girl into your accommodation, even without any mortgage or anything. You know, it's already starting to go down the slide. All right, guys, so a story from my personal life, just as an illustration of what happens normally. All right, so I'll look forward to the next one. Look after yourselves and speak to you soon.